Biden blasted for tapping critical race theory advocate to head Department of Labor Wage Office. By Katherine Hamilton on July 9, 2021. President Joe Biden is facing backlash for choosing yet another radical left-wing nominee to head the Department of Labor Wage Office. Wage and Hour Administrator nominee David Weil, who is currently a dean and professor at Brandeis University, will leave a legacy of forcing students to study racist and hateful authors under the guise of equality, according to a report by the American Accountability Foundation, AAF. While at the helm of the Heller School at Brandeis, Weil has used his position to foist a radical left-wing agenda onto the students at the university by pushing a radical critical race theory agenda, off states in its Biden Noms project. Weil, who previously held the administrator position during the Obama administration from 2014 to 2017, created a 21-day racial equity challenge in January to remind their students how racist they are and make them ashamed to be white or Asian, according to AAF. Selected readings include the highly controversial 1619 Project, In Defense of Looting, and The End of Policing, to name a few. The reading list reads like a rogues gallery of out-of-touch leftist ideology, according to the organization. Weil was also part of a team that recommended students read Kianga Yamada Taylor, who is a radical leftist who hates the police and white people. From the Heller School's website. Throughout the year, beginning with incoming students at orientation, we will read and discuss from Black Lives Matter to Black Liberation, by Kianga Yamada Taylor, published in 2016. The Biden administration announced Weil's nomination on June 3, labeling him an internationally recognized expert in employment and labor market policy. Weil would oversee the enforcement of labor standards, like minimum wage, if he assumes the position. Weil is a well-known opponent of gig economy companies. Most notably, he waged war against the workforce model of Uber Technologies Incorporated and similar companies, saying independent contractors should be classified as employees instead. Weil, in a prepared statement, avoided the subject of gig worker status, but said he's deeply honored by the impending nomination and offered a glimpse of his planned agenda, Bloomberg Law reported. Weil said in a statement, "The pandemic has revealed the continuing challenges facing working people, particularly workers of color, in assuring they receive a fair day's pay and treatment for their work. Essential workers who helped us all navigate through the pandemic deserve the full protections afforded by our workplace laws, such as payment of minimum wages and overtime, and protections against retaliation for the exercise of their rights. As we emerge from the pandemic, building back better requires compliance with the laws for which the Wage and Hour Division is responsible." Weil is not Biden's only radical pick. Most recently, his nominee for the director of the Bureau of Land Management, Tracy Stone Manning, was linked to a past eco-terrorist plot and once called American children an environmental hazard while pushing for population control.